Yeah, we decided to build the capacities of grassroots women from the six divisions of the Southwest region on peace building and mediation with very practical skills, which they could use in return in their various communities in order to de-escalate the various crises or conflicts which they will be witnessing and the ones they're already witnessing within their communities. So we did that. We held an intergenerational dialogue between these women and the young girls to find out what the gaps are in terms of generational dialogue. And they brought out so many positives and negatives, which we considered, which made us to forge ahead with the agenda of further structuring and strengthening this group, which has been neglected ever since the start of this conflict. We are going to continue making sure that we train many other grassroots women to join the peace and mediation caravan because we believe that women are an integral part of the solution to the problem which we are facing in the restive regions.
How significant is this training, and what has been the responses of these women in terms of embracing some of the techniques and methods to implement when they get back home to their communities?
The significance of this training lies in the fact that the hidden potentials of the women, the untapped potentials in women, in grassroots women, have been brought out. These women have been given a voice space where they can articulate their issues, where they could articulate the pains and sufferings which they live every day within their communities. Within a very short period of time, when it's from the time they got their capacities reinforced, they've been able to do a lot with not almost nothing. They've been able to go to their communities, get back the farmland which was lost, to the parties in conflict, especially the non-state armed groups which never wanted them to go to their to access farms. They've been able to regain classrooms so that the children could go to school and be educated. They've been able to settle disputes within the communities, especially in issues of marginalization, discrimination when it comes to food distribution. So this is how significant this training is to these women.
What impact do you expect these women to have on the ongoing conflict in Cameroon?
These women will serve as bridges of peace within their communities because they understand the various dynamics within the communities. They understand the local realities. They know the parties in conflict, and the parties in conflict know them, and they will be able, to speak it out, try to negotiate, try to mediate, try to talk out the issues which they are living and facing within their communities with those in conflict. I think this will be the major, the critical fallout which we expect from the work of these women. We hope that they will help to de-escalate the conflicts within their communities in order to bring life to normalcy, because as they say, that they are tired, with all the increasing violence which they see and live every day.
How would you monitor the progress of the implementation of what you have taught them during this training?
There is a monitoring plan which has been put in place by the organization and particular collaborators, mandated to follow up the work of these women within the community. And after the whole structuring process, we are going to do a knowledge, aptitude, and practice study to see how far they've gone and how they intend doing what they say they will be doing. Remember, I said they develop an advocacy strategy. This will be monitored as well because they have specific indicators, linked to the actions which they say they are going to carry out. So we will be following up to see that what they promised doing is being done, and we'll continue guiding, coaching, mentoring.